Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, I am here. It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And I played a little clip of War, Lowrider. And they blocked my... They blocked me. They turned me off. Crazy. So, I'm refiring up the live feed without the music. Let's get everybody invited here again. And if you're there listening, head on over to the live feed on my pages. Folks, I don't know if you were there, you folks are tuning in right now to the live feed, but they silenced my feed because I played Lowrider by War in the background just over a minute. So they killed it. I got rid of that show. So if you're hearing the live feed, please share. We got Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, live. I see they were there for a second, but they went away. Someone from my area code, so I don't know what happened there. And it's not letting me share it to my page. This newfangled Facebook update that they gave me, I can't share to my page. It's ridiculous. I'm very pissed. It's not a happy day when I can't share the show to my page where my radio people are. So, folks, please share this to the Patriot Nation Radio Network page if you're there in the live feed and you see me. I shared it out to a bunch of groups. It won't let me share to any of our pages. So, again, Patriot Nation Radio up to their old tricks and shenanigans of blocking conservative messages, like the one coming from El Paso, Texas tonight. We are doing a pre-Trump rally show here with Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, live. So just give me a second here. I got to get this show shared around. I'm a little behind because of what happened. I guess I can't wait.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. You heard the number. Check this out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
There it is again, folks.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I'll get that shared over. DaveBrayUSA.com.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBrayUSA.com.
There you have it, folks. That's DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. Don't miss out. It's a really great song. We'll play the national anthem later, his version, off his record. Give me 1 second. I got to turn the lights off behind me. They're killing. There we go. That's better. Thank you so much. Hey, bada bing. What's happening, everybody there in the live feed? Yes, indeed. Hey, Chuck. Shit's together now. We're rocking and rolling. We got our guest, Stuart Rhodes, is on hold right now. I just got to do my little monologue here. God dang it. These liberal leftists have gone nuts. We got the new Green Deal. They're going to rebuild every building in America. We're going to stop flying planes, and we're going to do away with fossil fuels here in 10 years. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has lost her mind. Her mind has gone wacky. And they're following her by the hundreds and thousands. They want her to be president. They want to start putting legislation to lower the age to become president from 35 so that she can run. That's my prediction. Mark my words. They're going to do that. They're going to push for this turd to become president. Could you imagine Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the office with Vladimir Putin sitting down with the Saudi prince? Oh, my God, that would be so dang funny. I would pay to see that. But I don't ever want it to happen, because if that happens, then I know for sure our country is over. But as long as President Trump is having rallies like the one – hey, Renee's watching what's happening. Hey, first I want to shout out to everybody there in the live feed. Renee, Dina, Betty, my sister-in-law Kim, Chuck telling me to get my shit together. Ed, what's happening? Ed Gonzalez, for all the way from the Carolinas. Lynn's watching. Lynn Taylor's going to come on the show here, tell us about some of the things that's shaking in the education world. You know what I mean? And Mark Neal is there, and my good friend Debbie's there. What's happening, Deb? Tell Mike I said hello. Dennis, George, and a few others. Everybody, what's happening? Please share. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, live from the Trump rally, William Altenreed is watching. Hope you can make it down to the wrestling match February 23rd at the same venue as last time. Anthony Rosario is watching all the way up from New York. What's happening, Anthony? Stick around. We're talking with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and he is down in El Paso at the Trump rally right now. Got great seats. He sent me a picture. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Mr. Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers. What's happening, sir? Yellow. Maybe that's not Stuart. Let me check my if that's the same number I've been texting and calling all day. Yeah. Nope, that's a different number. So click. Let me call him. I will call Stuart. Stuart, is that you on hold? If that's you on hold, please hit 1. Ladies and gentlemen, if you notice here, they got another one of those dang abortion bills passed. I believe it's over in New Mexico. They're killing babies on the table. They want to kill the children right on the table. It's unbelievable. Let's see if I can add this call in here. Let's see what we got. Ready? I'm going to add this in. I'm going to try to... Back to the studio line. I'm going to text our guest. Things are kind of loud there. Let me just text them. Hey, that was me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got abortion bills that are just unbelievably crazy. Hello from Mississippi. Hello from Long Island. What's happening? Hey, shout out. Where are you from, everybody? Tell us where you're from. Patricia's chiming in. We know JoJo Jamboni. I hope I said that right, Joe. I'm not Italiano. I'm a German. I don't speak Italiano too good. Like I say, mozzarella and Parmesan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Italian. Call in, Stuart. Bam. There we go. There he is. He's live. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, from the Trump rally, Stuart Rose. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going? It's really loud in here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a Trump rally. It is a Trump rally. It's kind of loud.
Yeah.
Are there guest speakers? Are there speakers before President Trump? It sounds like it.
Yeah, Trump campaign manager is on stage right now.
Well, the folks are shouting out in the live feed from Missouri, Spring Hill, Florida, Michigan, Lufkin, Texas, North Carolina, Mississippi, Long Island. They're calling in from all over the country on the live feed. Say hello to everybody in the live feed.
Remember, yeah, the stadium's filling up, and what I hear is that outside are as many people as there are already inside. We're still waiting to get in. There's no way they're going to all get in here. So it's going to be to fill capacity.
Absolutely. Every Trump rally is filled to capacity with standing room only. And 10,000 people outside watching on a screen. We're live at the rally, folks. At the Trump rally right now. It's going to be tough having this interview with Stuart because it's very loud inside there. And what are you hearing there on the floor? What are people saying? Is it exciting? Are they ready to rock? I don't think you can hear me too well. Having a hard time hearing. I think it's really difficult there in the venue to hear what I'm saying while watching the guest up on the stage speak. And who's speaking right now, Stuart? Who's that? Hello. I'm having a hard time here with Stuart. I'm going to put him on hold. He can't hear me. I don't think he hears me. There's a cheer. Must have been something good.
Yeah, they're bringing out Senator Corman to be introduced.
Who, Senator who?
Cornyn.
Right.
Texas Senator.
Yep. I heard Beto O'Rourke was having his own little rally there in Texas. Did you happen to see his rally, the anti-wall rally at all?
No, we didn't. We haven't seen that. I heard about it, though.
There's probably three people there. Beto O'Rourke, the security guard.
Can you guys hear this?
Say that again, sir. We can't hear the speakers at all.
Can you guys hear that?
No, we can't hear him. It's very jumbled.
Okay, no sweat. Yeah, it's a pretty large crowd, and one of the things that struck me was the large number of Hispanic American patriots that are here. I'd say about a quarter of the crowd here is Hispanic, and they're all hardcore Mexicanos who are in support of the wall, in support of securing the border.
Many, many are. I've had Linda Oporto on. I've had Loma Trump on. Both are last. Loma. And I spoke to many. I just had the founder of Lexus. Latinos exit from the Democrat Party. He just came on the show the other day. And there's also Black exiting the Democratic Party and the Walk Away campaign, who I'm talking with. Ooh, there's a chip. That rounds up, folks. You're having a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you. But, yeah, I mean, you know, my own family. I'm a quarter Mexican, and my mother's side of the family originally came across the border at the turn of the century, last century. They came here illegally. All my relatives in California are dead set against illegal aliens coming across as they are right now. They're also opposed to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. So that's one of the lies the Democrats want to tell, that somehow every Hispanic is in their camp. It's just not true. Oh, yeah, that's the narrative they want to present, is that all Trump supporters are white, all Trump supporters are racist. It's just ridiculous. So the lie is very obvious here. Like I said, about a quarter of the audience is brown. I think it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But no surprise.
And
there's a lot of Hispanics in Southern Texas.
Did you make it down to the border today?
No, we're fighting for Trump. Tomorrow will be in Eagle Pass. We're going to go there and show our support for the DPS troopers that are out there and the Border Patrol. We're going to hand out coffee and sodas and pizzas to them. And also, we're
Ben Bergwam.
Go ahead.
Ben Bergwam in Frontline America was out there today earlier with the human wall. People come from all over the place. Making a football. He had California, New Mexico, Arizona, making a human wall right where the wall has the wall that's there. And it's pretty impressive to see 300 people not making a wall.
And that's what needs to happen, actually, is that more Americans should do exactly the same thing. And that's what we're doing tomorrow, is we're doing a leaders recon. And really, that's what we need to do, is just have Americans go to the border and be the human wall and keep them from coming across. Because if 5 million more Central Americans get here and then followed by another 42 more million, all that's going to do is get the left, the illegitimate block of voters that will then vote left. And then we know that's their strategy. It's pretty obvious. You know, Cortez herself acknowledged the other day when she said that, in her opinion, all Latinos have a right to be here. And we don't want this country to turn into Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras. And, you know, and that's what they're doing, is very culture and preserving our way of life.
Has anybody heard Native American, have they made any response after Ocasio-Cortez told everybody that they shouldn't be interrogated, they shouldn't even be able to laws applying to them because they're Native Americans?
Go ahead.
Has anybody heard anything about that? What are they saying?
I'm sorry, Native American. About what?
I was wondering what the Native American community thinks about Ocasio-Cortez's statement that immigration laws don't apply to Central and South America because they are native to America.
You know, I haven't talked to any recently about that. But, I mean, this is a straight out of the Weather Underground Prairie Fire playbook back in 1972, is to use identity politics.
Obama's
the
buddy there.
American people. Absolutely. Right. She's a communist. That's what she is. It's as though she was channeling Bill Ayer or speaking for him as his puppet. It's the same argument that he gave back then.
Still alive.
It's the same.
And the guy's now a professor. He's now works at a university teaching our kids. He's a terrorist. He's free. You know why? He's stuck at that. If Bill Ayers was responsible for all the Oklahoma bombing, he'd probably be president or president by now. It's pretty scary.
But his proxies are now in Congress. That's what should be frightening to everybody. In fact, I'm glad she's there because she shows exactly what the left really is and where they want to take us. I think it's a good thing to have that. You know, there she is, the poster child for the political left. And,
yeah. It's completely nuts. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it got this drastic this fast. What are they smoking? What are they drinking? There's something
Marxism
in the water fountains on the left side of the prison. Something. I can't figure it out.
It's just Marxist indoctrination. I mean, Marxism is basically, it's like a virus. It's almost like a zombie apocalypse virus that infects people's brains and turns them into deadly enemies of their own country.
I don't understand it. They're so angry that they hate America. I mean, hate Donald Trump more than they love America. I don't even think they love America. They hate America. They hate Trump even more. And they would see the country. They would want to see our country collapse and have any success at all in any way, shape, or form. And that's pretty scary.
And I know these things would not have happened without your support.
But what's being done in this country now is pretty. Go ahead.
Yep. No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
No, I'm saying it's the same game plan as it's here in Europe. In Europe, it was to flood them with Muslims. In this country, it's to flood us, not with just Muslims from Somalia, et cetera, but also with people from Central and South America who are coming from dictatorships, from socialist dictatorships, and they come here and they'll wind up being insane here, which is where they're. That's the West plan.
Right.
We know they're going to vote predominantly Democrat.
They're trying. People are say something when I make this statement. When I make this statement, heads are going to. But I believe the plan is to get rid of the white man. White man has to go. He's the scourge of the earth. He is the one who's caused all the problems forever. The African wasn't the Africans that sold the black people to the white guys. The white man has it all.
That's why I'm here.
They are trying to get rid of the white race.
Need your support next year.
That's it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. I don't have a hard time hearing you. It's really hard to hear.
I understand. Hey, Stuart, how about this? We started rallying, and we'll schedule
hold on
call when you have a clear phone.
I don't think they heard you outside. Are you with me? Thank you, Ellie Hessel. May God bless the great state of Texas, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
Jazz hands.
Woo!
Live from El Paso. USA! 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 Rallying cry.
I'm sorry. I think it's just too loud in here, brother. Sorry about that.
Yes, you know what I'll do, Stuart? I'll schedule you again in early March when we can really talk. You can report and tell us all about the route.
You got it, man. Thanks a lot.
There you go, folks. We're going to give Stuart a chance to go enjoy the rally. Thanks, Stuart. I'll be on the text.
All right, brother. God bless.
God bless. Enjoy. Folks, it was just too hectic there for Stuart. Too loud. They're really cheering. The place is filling up. And the spirit is on fire to make America great again and build a wall. We're expecting Donald Trump to call a national emergency tonight. They had 90 buses or something like that pulled up to Texas with thousands of people, like 1,900 people, almost 2,000 illegal immigrants to rush the border. Well, a bunch of patriots went down there. Frontline America was videotaping it. They had people from California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas represented at the human wall today in Texas. They are there, folks. They are locking arms, and they will not let these people cross. Now, it might get interesting because they may bum rush the people, and the people are going to fight back. I hope, I pray. I hate to see violence. I don't want to see anybody hurt. I want this to stop. I want peace. I want harmony. I want everybody to get along. Come on, man. Can't we all just get along? We need to hold Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador accountable. We need to get our asses out of Venezuela, let them eat each other alive, and we're going to stop this flow of illegal immigrants coming from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. El Salvador is the lovely home base of MS-13. These governments aren't helping. We're sending them billions of dollars. We send them billions of dollars in aid so they can do this, where they will not stop this, where they encourage it and they put it on their TVs every day. Come to America. Caravan leaving in 3 weeks. Climb aboard. We got your back. Then once they get you to the destination, they're gone and they leave you stranded. So you don't have a pile of money and a place to stay. You're screwed. You're there. You're out. Where do you go? So the Department of Homeland Security sticks these folks, these people on buses. The buses drive to the churches and drop them off. At the church, they get a three-day stay there where they get a date to come back to court. They get a shower. They get three squares and a hot cot for 3 nights. And then they go, okay, court next week. Here's the address. See you later. And they open up the door and they walk out. There they go. Bye. It was nice seeing you. Come again. Toodaloo. It was wonderful to see you. Yeehaw. And that's it. DHS is doing that, folks. They're doing that. You've seen Lisa Joe and Jennifer Harrison making the videos in Phoenix of the buses. The buses dropping illegals off at churches all across Phoenix. 2-3 buses a day to every church all over Phoenix. The churches are involved. They're getting paid. They're making money. It's the only reason the church would do that. And then they go, well, we take that wonderful money and we help these fine people escape into America. I understand as Christians we must help folks, right? But there's awful lot of people right here in the good old USA that need help. We help all of them first. And then we can worry about all these crappy countries sending their criminals our way. Granted, all right, 98% of the people are God-fearing, good, hard-working people who just want to have a good life. Don't we all want to have a good life? I want a good life. You want a good life. And this person here on the line in the 480 area code wants a good life. What's happening? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. What's shaking? You press one and I'll watch you.
This is Steve.
Steve, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Ronnebeck. What's happening, sir? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mark, how are you today?
I'm fired up. I don't know if anybody can tell. I'm like, fired up.
I can tell, Mark. I can tell. No, I just had to call in. I'm on my way home. I'm going to try to get home and watch the rally and so on and so forth, but you know, we've talked a lot about all these people coming and the caravans coming. And, you know,
yep.
I really want your listeners to realize that with this caravan, and again, some of these people are good people. Some of them are. But is it worth the diseases they're bringing? I mean, we've got outbreaks of mumps in a detention center. We've got some of these people that have been diagnosed with typhus.
HIV.
Measles, smallpox, chickenpox.
Well, the ones with HIV, they'll send to California because they just passed a new law in California where it's not a felony anymore to knowingly infect somebody with HIV. You can just go, oh, I got HIV, but there we go. Let's go. Woo-hoo. It's crazy. California is a sewer. I don't know why anybody would live there.
Well, I mean, it really should scare your listeners that all these viruses and diseases that we've pretty much eradicated, they're bringing them back. You know, on top of the crime, now we have diseases. I think it was a month ago that they found somebody who had crossed our southern border illegally, and he was from a African nation, and they found Ebola trying to come into our country. Now, no offense, folks, but this scares the dickens out of me. We don't need it. We don't want it.
We had this whole Ebola thing shake out a couple of years ago, and, you know, whatever happened to that? Ebola is like this horrible thing. It was in the news every day, and now it's gone. People don't, all of a sudden, we don't have any Ebola. Where'd it go? I mean, I'm happy if it's gone. I don't want Ebola in the country. It's a horrifying sickness. It kills. It's disgusting.
But didn't we
have an Ebola crisis?
We also have to remember that they put a number out last week what it costs us for each illegal immigrant coming into the country.
Right? Yeah.
And it averages out to about $83,000.
Hey, how many of you people watching in the live feed? How many of you folks in the live feed right now make $83,000 a year? I don't even make close to $83,000. I don't even make close to $53,000. And that's every year.
And then,
I don't make close to $53,000.
Yeah, and then you have this nitwit, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You have this nitwit that says that we should have open borders, and it's human immigration, not illegal immigration. And then she wants to do her Green Deal, where if you're unable or unwilling to work, the government should pay you.
I quit.
I'm telling you. I want to sit at home and just do nothing all day long and have the government send me a check. How well do you think that's going to work?
Because the ones that are working, paying for it, are going to go, you know what? Why am I working? And then all of a sudden, the revenue stream for the government ends because everybody quits their job. All the people are like, oh, my God, I can't run my business. No one's coming to work anymore. They're sitting on the couch, eating bonbons, getting fat.
And God knows that it'll never pass. But if it were to pass, the day that it
signed
into law, the next day, it would shut the country down because ain't nobody going to go to work.
Well, we got to hope that President Trump wins, which I think he's going to win in 2020 again, and then we'll be close to the prediction of total annihilation of the planet, because that 10-year window will be right upon us, and when his next term is up, it'll be only 4 years away from the 12 that Ocasio-Cortez was talking about, that the world is going to end. Folks, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has stated the world will end in 12 years. If we don't get rid of coal, stop flying planes, and we don't retrofit all the buildings and rebuild every building in America in 10 years, 12 years, we'll all be dead. Well, I think I'll take my chances. What about you, Steve?
Well, you know what, Mark? Here's the funny part. If you saw the press conference she did, she's got other congressmen and women that are backing this insanity.
That's crazy. I thought I heard a report that came out just yesterday, or maybe I think it was yesterday, where Ocasio-Cortez is saying that was a hoax by the Republican Party. They slipped that in there somehow, and that was their fault. I don't feel that way. I didn't mean no planes. I meant right? Did I hear that?
Yeah, and she's trying to cover it. when it was a press conference where she could be seen speaking. The words came out of her mouth. So not only is she a loon, but she's a liar.
They got to keep her in front of the camera as much as possible.
Dude, I swear to God, I get dumber every time I hear her.
It's like almost like
dumber.
She's a living, breathing Saturday Night Live skit. She walks and talks as a Saturday Night Live skit her whole life. It's a fucking joke. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, folks. I don't usually swear on the air. I'm sorry. But like I said, I'm fired up tonight. I am just on fire. I am so
I want to be in El Paso today so bad.
I'm up to my eyeballs in idiocracies. These people are so ridiculous that I cannot believe anybody is even entertaining them. What they're saying, listening, going, God, she needs to be the president. What? They are crazy. Mark my words, Steve. You heard it here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network first. I'm making the prediction that the Democrats will put forth legislation to lower the age of president to 30 so that when her Ocasio's thing is over in Congress, she can run for president. Watch. I bet you they're going to legislate to lower the age of the presidency from 35 to 30. You heard it here first. Predicted live on my show. What do you think? I think that's pretty feasible. They want to lower the voting age to 16 and the age for president to 30.
God
help us. Real socialists. Then they'll have real socialists as a president. Then we'll really be in trouble. Because, you know, I believe that that twit might win in a landslide if she ran in the next election. People are just falling over themselves back here.
So we were the laughing stock when we elected Trump. Imagine what we'd look like to the rest of the world if we elected that nitwit.
Yeah. But fortunately, the nitwits that watch CNN believe that those over in Europe think we're the laughing stock, but they're in the streets in their own rallies going, we want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump. Marching down the street. In Europe, they want Trump.
Hey, Mark, could you imagine what would happen if Ocasio-Cortez got elected president and the first time there was a crisis? I mean, what's she going to do? Run for a safe space? I mean, she's going to go do her nails?
Time out.
I mean,
time out.
I'm having an anxiety attack.
Hold on. Panicking. Panic attack. I got to go get my medication.
Wait a minute. I can't find my safe space.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I was like, imagine Ocasio-Cortez sits down with the Saudi Arabian prince.
Oh, he'd own her. Literally.
Oh, my God.
She'd never leave.
Holy crap. Netanyahu, she's going to go do some foreign policy talks with Netanyahu. His last name says Yahoo, but who's the real Yahoo in that meeting?
Could you imagine her trying to negotiate something with Putin? He'd get done with her, and he'd be calling his military going, hey, we're invading America today.
Right now. We're not waiting. Go.
How soon can we get the planes in the air? We're heading that way.
We're going, like, tomorrow.
Future, folks.
America will be USSR Part 2. Here we go. I'm telling you. Because what she would do is she'd be elected a president, and she would dismantle the military. We'd have, like, three guys in a guardhouse somewhere, you know, watching over some prisoners at Leavenworth, maybe. That's about all we'd have left of the military. ICE would be gone, you know, and borders would be open. It would be madness. Elections have consequences, and folks might elect this lady. It's not out of the realms of possibility that in the future Ocasio-Cortez could be the president. It's possible.
God, I hope. Hey, you know what? I've got some bricks in my front yard that have more intelligence and common sense.
I agree. I got a slug out back on a brick that we put some salt on and watched it shrivel up. Has more intelligence than she does. You know?
Oh, my.
Peter's going to come get me. You killed a slug with salt.
Did you see our town hall the other day?
No, I missed it. Unfortunately.
Did you watch the town hall with Brian Cole Falls?
No, I missed it. I posted it, but my wife here is ill, so when the weekends come, I'm pretty much tied up. I got to take care of my wife, you know, as much as possible. So the weekends come, I don't get to watch much, hear much. I got to catch up during the week. It's kind of tough. She's getting over the sickness. She got some doctor appointments. Pray for my wife. Thank you.
Hey, we had over 400 people attend this town hall.
Awesome.
And, you know, there wasn't one person that didn't support us.
I put the post up on the page. I did share it everywhere, but I couldn't make it. Is there a copy of it on your page I can go and watch maybe later on or something, or I might listen to it on my way to work?
Absolutely, there is. We had over 400 people, Mark, and the support was amazing. And you know, Steve Bannon was up leading the town hall, man, Mark, I'm telling you, the response is phenomenal. We're building this wall, folks. And it's like I said in the town hall, Brian Cole Falls is succeeding where our politicians are failing. We're going to get it done. Did I lose you?
We got disconnected there for a second. Let me respond back to Steve and tell Steve to link back up. I don't know what happened. It dropped. Something weird. They don't like what I'm talking about, I guess, and they're tagging us. Who knows? We'll get Steve to call back in. Let me message him over here real quick. I'm back live, Steve. There we go. Ground control to Major Tom. Yes, indeed, folks. I'm afraid now to say anything because before I played a clip of Low Rider by the band War, the song from the Cheech and famous made by Cheech and Chong in their Up in Smoke movie. And they cut off my sound. I had to restart the show. Oh, what the heck is that? That's a 111 line. Here we go, folks. Something weird there. Oh, no, there it is. There he is. Steve Ronnebeck, ladies and gentlemen, back on the show. Here we go. I got someone, Steve, they printed it. Their phone number comes up 111-111-1111. I learned a long time ago never to answer that call. So if you're there with that number and you know who I am and you know the show, text me and let me know who you are because I will not pick up that line as I've gotten screwed over by kooks using that call block. It's no fun. So what's happening, Steve? What were we talking about again? I forgot.
The town hall for Brian Cole Falls the other day.
Yeah. And right before we got cut off, I said, Cole Falls Ronnebeck 2024.
You know, that might be a winning ticket.
You know?
How about Cole Falls Bannon? How about Cole Falls Bannon 2024?
Yeah, right? I reached out to Steve Bannon shortly after he was removed or left the Trump campaign, but he never got back to me. It was at that time probably a very busy time, and then who knows, I went off the rails on some other tangent, probably Vegas or something like that. Because that Vegas shooting is really unwrapping right now. A friend of mine, a good friend of the show, did a Freedom of Information request. A FOIA, paid $415 and got all the papers from the investigation into the Vegas thing. So we're going to be having a show with him
His name's Eddie, and I believe Laura Luma is going to join us for that one. We love Laura Luma here at Patriot Nation Radio. I don't know if you've seen when she went over to Nancy Pelosi's house with a bunch of illegal aliens and jumped the fence and were playing soccer, and they put up a tent, a little thing, and they put all the they put pictures of those who've been needlessly murdered by illegal immigrants up on a little thing there, and the police came, and it was a big to-do. And I agree. I think that that's where the caravan should go. I think the caravan should head right up to Nancy Pelosi's front yard and set up some tents and hang out over there for a while. It's got a nice yard.
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
Lock them in a room with Nancy Pelosi. You know, let's get some of these illegals that are sick, or, you know, let's not send them for medical care. Let's just send them to Nancy's house or Chuck's house.
Yep. Or her nephew's house, the fine governor of California. Maybe he could have a couple over his house. They could have a jamboree. They could have like a family Christmas. Hey, Aunt Nancy, come on over. We're having a barbecue. Woohoo! Rice and beans on the grill.
You know? I wish that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would talk to us. Just pick a couple of us parents. Just talk to us. Let us
they don't
know
want to
our
do
stories
that.
Firsthand. Well, no, because then they'd have to have a conscience.
5760. Yeah, sorry, I was just looking at a comment on the someone was making fun of Obama and his teleprompter, and he's saying 57 states in all. You know, these are the people that they all want to elect. They think we have 57 states, and they think that we could rebuild every building, get rid of fossil fuels, and stop flying planes in the next 10 years. They're delusional. They're losing their minds. So, what were the people in the town hall asking you guys? Did you have an open session for questions from the crowd? And what were some of the questions people were asking you guys?
You know, I tell you, these people were just very, very kind. They were, you know, very interested in what we're doing. They were asking questions about, you know, legalities, and just every single one of them was like, hey, we're behind you, and we want to see this happen. And then, of course, you know, they're worried about the legalities. They're worried about the left and what the left's going to do. I tell you, Mark, it was heartwarming to see all these people, and Marianne and I got was amazing. You know, the people are tired of what's coming across our border. They're tired of seeing people go through what Marianne and I had to go through. People are starting to get the message that it could happen to them.
Yep. And I'm glad that people are getting that message, because one more life, and how many about approximately are getting killed every day, Steve, right now, would you estimate? American citizens.
I think the last figure I saw was 4 people a day are killed by illegal immigrants. And that does not include the ones that are overdosing from the heroin that's coming across our southern border.
Right.
Okay?
I have a friend of mine whose son is now homeless and addicted, you know, and she's beside herself. She's in this fight, you know. What do you do? She had lunch with her son, and he was a wreck. And all he wanted to do was leave because he had to get a fix. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But to the Democrats, it's okay. Because for some reason, I believe they are making a profit off of all of this. The drugs, the trafficking of children, especially. I think that's where they're making their most money, is the children. And I think all this crap of this abortion nonsense is so that they can harvest fully developed organs from these little kids that they're killing on the tables. Viable human life.
Well, and I mean, now that Virginia wants to post-term abortion, I mean, that's murder.
Yeah, I heard the governor. Well, we would deliver that baby. We would make that baby comfortable. And then when a discussion would ensue, we might resuscitate if the mother says to resuscitate. Otherwise, we will have a conversation on what to do.
It's sick. That's a baby on a table. I just heard there was a case in another state where a baby was laying on a table for an hour screaming and crying while they discussed. While they discussed whether they were going to save the baby or not. I don't know if they saved the baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't
because
stomach
the abortion was botched.
Yep.
It was a botched abortion.
Now, there are some folks that are out and about right now that are abortion survivors. And I've reached out to a couple of these folks to see if I can get them to come on the show so they can tell the horror of what it's like to live as a survivor of such a barbaric, sickening procedure. I'm working on it. Trying to get them in here in March as more and more states go, it's okay to kill babies on the table if the mommy don't want the baby. We'll just take the organs or we'll take the baby alive and sell the baby on the black market. No paperwork, no social security card, no birth certificate. Here's a free baby. You know what I mean? It's not beyond the realms of possibility that these sick people would do that. And what's next? Oh, look, Grandpa, I'm sorry, you're 80 years old. You reached life expectancy, and we have to euthanize our 80-year-olds who are maybe a little ill or incapacitated in some manner. It's coming. They're going to say, we got to kill the old people, and we got to kill the babies, especially if they're honkies. That's what I think's happening. I really believe it.
Well, you know, and that's just, it's sick, and it's wrong. And that just puts us up there with some of the greatest mass murderers of all time, except our government be the mass murderer.
Right.
And I'm glad we have a president that we do now, because President Trump is not going to stand for this. I guarantee it. He's going to do something soon. And I know he wants to get this wall thing dealt with, but I guarantee you, he's not going to stand for this new abortion thing in New York. He's not going to stand for it.
I think the rally's on right now, no?
Well, I'm not quite home yet, so I'm trying to get there. I'm just about home so I can watch it.
Is it 8 p.m. Eastern it was supposed to come on, correct?
Yeah, so it's 23 minutes in.
I'm turning the TV on now, right here, as I'm sitting in my living room watching my live feed. The live feed audience has shrunk to two people. Crazy. I ain't seen it that low in a long time. That's really low. Jesus.
Really?
So if you're there, you have two people hanging on in the live feed, please share and call your friends and tell them to log on. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Steve Ronnebeck. Let's see right now, President Trump El Paso rally. I guess it must be – they're showing the plane – I don't think he's off the plane yet. I think he is still on the plane. He just stepped off the plane, folks. He's heading into the rally. If you're at the rally right now, here comes the president. He's coming now. So, Steve, he's getting off the plane. It's live. You're not missing anything yet. Put the pedal to the metal. You know?
I'm just turning into my street right now. I'm good.
I mean, if you want to watch the president come off the plane, and look, he not only did he salute, he hugged the guy, our president. They say he's mean and nasty and uncaring and hates this and hates that, and he's a racist and a homophobe and a xenophobe and misogynistic, and he's anti this and he's anti that, and God, all I see is a loving, America-loving, family-loving Christian American. Like me. I see like me, except he's a billionaire and I'm a broke-ass person. The only difference between him and me is money. You know? It's amazing to watch. I am so honored to live in one of the greatest times of a lifetime, of our history, of our country. We are witnessing greatness. I'm just very fearful of this red flag gun law crap that they're talking about. I don't want no part of that. If you next time you happen to be rubbing elbows with the president, tell him no red flag law, Rez. Come on, D.
Oh, I will.
You know, I called up my senator, Marco Rubio. I laid into that turd. I laid into him. I won't vote for him for president of the 4-H club ever again. I will vote for a Bill Nelson over him any day of the week. Believe it or not,
I have lost all faith in Marco Rubio as a Republican, as a representative of me and how I feel about the laws and the way our country represents our people. They are not doing a good job of representing the people. And it is our job as Americans to cast out the government and elect people who will faithfully represent the people. It's written. Where's my documents? What do they do with my damn? I always keep here they are. These here. These things. The Constitution. It's written. And I think my friend Steve here is going to go run into the house and watch the rally.
I am, Mark. I'm trying to get in there right now. So, hey, Mark, I'll tell you what. Are you going to have another show this week?
I have a show. No, I'm going to spend Valentine's Day with my wife this week. I'm not going to do another show. I will be live on Monday with Lisa Joe, Jennifer Harrison, and William Gein of Alipac.
Well, I tell you what, how about if I call in on Monday and I know Jennifer and Lisa Joe won't mind and we'll go over the rally a little bit. How about that?
Sounds like a plan. I will talk to you then, Steve. Enjoy the rally. It's a commercial right now, and I think Trump's up next. And I started the show at 7:30. I'm 3 minutes out of ending this show.
All right, buddy. You have a great night. And all your listeners, thanks to everybody, and you guys just enjoy.
Yes, indeed. Thank you again, Steve. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Always welcome. I can't believe I didn't recognize you. I'll talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Rotbeck. He comes on the show on a regular basis. And we love Steve, and he's a great guest. He's really been dealt a bad hand by the politicians who will not pass. They talk about common sense laws. Common sense gun. What about common sense immigration? People have lost their freaking mind. So the president's coming on here any second. And my good friend Dave Bray at DaveBrayUSA.com is going to sing us the national anthem. And we're going to go enjoy a rally. So, folks, where did it go? Yeah. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, remember Patriot Nation Radio. I'll be back right after the song. Please join me. I'm going to put the flag in front of the screen, take off my hat, raise, and remember, my hand is on my right side. Get that back with me. Big announcement after this song, folks.
Huge.
Get all your friends on real fast. You're not going to believe it. Folks, that's Dave Bray's version of the Thought Back About It. Now, before I sign off for the night, a huge announcement. Turn up your radio. Turn up your live feed. Get ready, folks. On the 21st of February at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show live, fresh off his pre-dawn raid and a couple of court dates, Roger Stone live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here. So tell everybody, Roger Stone live, uncut, unedited, uninterrupted, no spin, no mainstream media malarkey. Roger Stone, live, raw, uncut, unedited, the real deal, no BS, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to say thank you, each and every one of you guys, for coming on to the show tonight. I love you all. There's no show without you all. And remember, God bless America. God bless you. Thank you. Until we meet again, Monday, the 18th, Lisa Joe, Jennifer Harrison, William Gein, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, live, 8 p.m. Monday. I'm going to celebrate Valentine's Day with my lovely wife, so I will not have a show. We'll be having some sort of show, but it'll be a fun show, not on the radio. God bless my wife and America. Until we meet again, folks, good night. Love you.